So when was your last checkup? Oh no, not you. Although that's important too, but when was your last vehicle checkup? When it comes to service, nobody knows your Chevy better than your local Chevy dealer. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com to schedule an appointment today.
Believe it or not, this is day 800 of the Russia-Ukraine war. I feel like Ted Koppel back in the days of the Iran hostage crisis and Nightline. Let's check in with Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joe, do you believe 800 days? Must feel like it to you, huh?
Indeed, yes. It's been 800 days, and for I think probably at least 550 of those, you and I have been speaking to the audience here at WGN.
Right.
If you subtract the weekends, and you know, in some ways, day by day, you don't really think about it until you hit these milestones. But fortunately, today I'm here in the Carpathian Mountains. I'm talking to you outside. It's a beautiful sunny day, surrounded by these peaceful mountains, and that does help a lot. Put this in perspective. Today in Ukraine is Good Friday. No matter if people are evangelical, Orthodox, or Catholic. So Easter will be this weekend. And it's a time where you really see Ukrainian tradition thrive. They really have kept so many of their traditions. In fact, there's a tomorrow on Holy Saturday, people throughout the country, especially here in the West, will carry, in any city, you'll see people carrying baskets full of eggs and bread and cheeses, and they take it to the church to get it blessed. And I just learned today the reason why they do that on Saturday is because in the Soviet times, when you know the communist authorities, they didn't want religion, and they didn't want anything they couldn't control, and so they made people go to work on Sunday, especially Easter Sunday. They did the same on Christmas to really break these ancient traditions. Was their goal? They even made students go to school on Easter Sunday, and so Ukrainians, you know, always in their centuries long habit of always finding a way to be free, would find, you know, sort of the quiet times when they could go to the church and could have these ceremonies and could have these feasts. And so they were able to maintain these ancient traditions, you know, through centuries of oppression. And here in the mountains in particular, you can feel that deep connection to history. Yesterday, here, the place I'm staying, which I can tell more stories about after this is all over, but there was a bonfire, and I was talking with all kinds of people from around the country. And those who have spent a lot of time in the mountains, they really remember these ancient fairy tales and the ancient wisdom. And so last night I learned that the place where I'm staying in the mountains, it's a brighter place. It's not evergreens. It's deciduous trees, and so there's more sunlight. And there was an ancient tradition of white magic here. But if the ridge behind me going toward Romania is a much darker place, and that's where the dark magic and the dark fairy tales, even the stories of Dracula and all that, come from the dark forest. And people still maintain these, they remember these stories, they feel this these sort of spiritual and ancient things in the forest. And I think a lot of that explains, you know, why for them good and evil is, you know, the battle between good and evil is not something foreign to them. It's not something that only exists in films. You know, even before this full-scale war, they grew up with these stories. And so I think those stories really prepared, in many ways, prepared Ukrainians to know, okay, when the fight comes, you can't run away from it. And so I think that this is all part of the story of what makes Ukraine so resilient. And yesterday at that at the bonfire, just, you know, surrounded by, you can hear all the animals of the forest. We had a couple dogs around the group keeping watch. And we were talking about the Ukrainian definition, the word for victory, which we have discussed before. You know, in Russian language, the word for victory is probeda. And it means, like, after the disgusting stuff, after something horrible. But in Ukrainian, victory is peremohe, which means overcoming might. Or as the Ukrainians here were saying yesterday in English, over might. And there's a Ukrainian I know from Lviv, Darina, here, and she said, you know, the key to victory is that every person in this country needs a personal paramoha, a personal overcoming of all of your limitations, all of your fears. And if everyone can do that together, then for sure, she said, this enemy of tyranny and totalitarianism, which is manifested by Russia, can be defeated. And so it really has to come down to a very personal level. And the people I've met here in the mountains, everyone is working for victory in different ways. And they come here for a very focused mission to recover, to heal, so that they can get stronger. They come here for, you know, the nutrition, the fresh air, and so that they can get back into the fight. And as Darina from Lviv, she said, the goal of life, but especially in these dire circumstances, is to realize our potential to be a human being. And she said, a human being is a creature by which something amazing can happen. That's what it means to be human, something that can make amazing things happen and sort of do the impossible. And so here, just even in the casual conversations around a bonfire in the mountains, you know, as I mentioned yesterday, we often talk here about how war can fix your brain and how, you know, this dire situation forces you to understand what good and evil is and who you are. And I see that every day here, especially these past couple of days here in the mountains.
Unbelievable how the spirit is being tested, and the Ukrainians come through with flying colors. Big story here today about China helping tilt momentum in Russia's favor. And senators yesterday heard from the director of national intelligence, and the word was that China's assistance has helped Russia shore up its military. What are you hearing about that there, Joseph?
Yeah, well, I mean, indeed, for a long time, there's been concerns about China and also North Korea. All of these countries are in league together. One major concern with China has been so many of the drones that are used here are produced in China, even if they're purchased in America. And Ukrainians have been aware of this. So every drone, like the Mavic surveillance drone, for example, that comes into Ukraine, there's always a team that works on it to remove any potential spyware. And sort of to put Ukrainian technology into the mechanism of the drone, because everyone knows that China is ultimately partnered with Moscow, and behind the scenes we have, and there's more and more people that are doing good research on this. But you know how Russia gets around sanctions, and a lot of it is, you know, I mean, China is a key partner in that. We had evidence the other day that, or it was revealed that some of the missiles that hit Ukraine in January were produced in North Korea, and so we do. I mean, the evidence seems to be clear. You know who was on that side, and yet it's curious. A big concern here has been the Treasury Department is continuing to waive sanctions for Russian banks that are involved in the oil business, and the argument is, well, you know, we got to manage the situation. We can't have catastrophic, rise in gas prices. And so for all of the talk of sanctions, there's this enormous loophole that enables Russia to get lots of money from gas, and they can use that money, say, to pay China to produce drones and other weapons for them. And so if we start to look at the pipelines here, we can still see that, you know, Russia, despite all the talk of sanctions, Russia has sort of the friends it needs, and they're even getting some support, you know, in bizarre ways, it seems, to people here from Washington.
That is bizarre. Joseph Lindsley from the Carpathian Mountains in Ukraine. Glad we have you loud and clear today, Joe. I'm looking at a text that came in yesterday. Bob, every time the internet goes out, I worry that something has happened to Joseph. So we're glad you're okay. People were worried yesterday.
You know, that it's been a problem throughout the country. I mean, you know, the system is holding on, but the Russians have done a lot of damage. But Ukrainians are innovative, so I have confidence we can always get some kind of connection.
Yeah, it's remarkable. Yeah, and I hope you have a peaceful weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday.
Great, and a happy Easter to any Ukrainians listening. Talk to you Monday. Thank you.
Thank you, Joe.